Hi, I'm Daniel Coyle. I write about the science and tools that help people perform, connect, and thrive. Everybody wants to flourish, to experience joyful, meaningful, shared growth. The question is, how? How do we flourish in a world that's pushing us toward isolation and exhaustion? What I discovered is that nothing's wrong with us. The problem is we've been trained to approach the most important parts of our lives as if they were games to win, when in truth, they're more like gardens to be grown. Flourishing isn't about being smarter. It's about taking simple actions that foster the ecosystem of your life, creating meaningful connections that help you grow. Not self-improvement, shared improvement. Here are five insights on how to do that. Insight number one. You're built to flourish. One of the most hopeful scientific findings is that flourishing isn't rare or mystical. It's a natural human process that emerges when the right conditions exist. Think about moments when you felt most alive, a team clicking, a deep conversation, a shared effort that mattered. Those moments aren't exceptions, they're signals. They show us what human systems are designed to create, not just individual achievement, but shared growth. A simple example comes from a Paris neighborhood called Petit Mont Rouge. For years, it was disconnected and impersonal. And then one Sunday, residents tried a simple experiment, an 800-foot communal table for the biggest potluck in Paris history. Afterward, people were invited to self-organize around shared interests, biking, food, art, parenting. Over time, the neighborhood transformed into something that feels like a village. Nothing about the people changed, the conditions did. And when the conditions invited connection and shared meaning, people responded. Because the capacity to flourish is built into us. Insight number two, pay attention to your attentional health. We're living through an attentional crisis, distraction, fragmentation, everything urgent and empty at the same time. One reason this is happening is that we do not have a clear science-based model for attentional health. It's like trying to eat healthier without understanding protein, carbs, and fats. We're making choices about our attention without knowing what it's made of. Flourishing people offer us a model for attentional health that's built on a simple idea. You don't have one type of attention. You have two, and they compete. The first is task attention. It's narrow, fast, and efficient. It's for control. It helps you execute, solve problems, and get things done. The second type is relational attention. It's wider and more human. It tunes into emotion, context, and other people. It's the source of trust, creativity, intuition, and here's the thing, meaningful connection. That's why flourishing people deliberately create spaces of receptive stillness where relational attention can come online, pauses, shared questions, moments of presence. You can see this at Zingerman's, an Ann Arbor deli that has bloomed into a $90 million community of businesses. When new employees arrive, orientation doesn't begin with rules or metrics. It begins with sharing stories, who people are, where they come from, why they chose to be there. They learn the history of the place, taste the food together, talk about values and goals that extend beyond the job. All of this is deliberate. It shifts attention away from tasks and toward relationships. And it shows, when attention changes, everything changes. Insight number three, ask deep questions. One of the most reliable ways flourishing groups create meaning is by exploring deep questions. Deep questions don't deliver quick answers. They're open, personal, and invite connection. They work like lanterns, widening awareness toward what matters. You see this with leaders like Penn State basketball coach Mike Rhodes, who puts players into small groups and asks them to share what he calls the four H's. Who's your hero? What was your biggest heartbreak? What's your family's history? And what is your hope for the coming year? The nice thing is, questions don't have to be big to be deep. For instance, you can ask, what mattered most there? Or what surprised you? Or where did we feel most connected or disconnected? One of my favorites is to ask someone, what's energizing you right now? And then ask them why. And then you can pose the best deep question ever created. Tell me more. Flourishing groups build deep questions into their rhythm, storytelling, after-action reviews, quiet moments of sense-making. They understand that meaning doesn't come from certainty. It comes from exploring questions that really matter. Insight number four, embrace the squiggly path. We tend to treat messiness and uncertainty as a sign that something is wrong. In flourishing groups, however, messiness is a sign that something alive is happening. The key distinction here is between two types of systems, complicated and complex. Complicated systems fit together the same way every time. You can follow instructions step by step, A to B to C to D, and you reliably get the same result, like an assembly line building a Ferrari. Complex systems, on the other hand, change as you interact with them. It's not like building a Ferrari. It's like raising a teenager. Everything you do changes the system. It adapts. It surprises you. You change too. It's never a straight line. The world and your life and your career and your relationships, they're not complicated. They're complex. So it helps to approach them that way. Don't fight the squiggle. Plan for it. Treat wrong turns as information. Expect early versions to be rough, or as Pixar calls them, ugly babies. Because flourishing doesn't come from eliminating the mess. It comes from embracing it and learning to explore it. Insight number five, look for yellow doors. Most of us go through life noticing pathways that are clearly open, the green doors, and those that are clearly closed, the red doors. But flourishing people are unusually good at noticing yellow doors. Yellow doors are small signals of curiosity, energy, or connection that invite exploration. A yellow door might be an offhand comment, a side interest, a half-formed idea, something that doesn't fit the plan but sparks life. Most systems train us to ignore these signals in favor of efficiency and certainty. Say hello to your task attention system. But flourishing people pause and ask, what's here? What might grow if we step through this together? It happens in a team meeting when someone says, almost as an aside, I've been thinking about something. In many places, that moment gets skipped over so the agenda can move on. In flourishing groups, that's a yellow door. Someone slows down and says, say more. Flourishing doesn't come from forcing progress. It comes from noticing possibility and from having the courage to follow it together. Thanks for listening. I hope these ideas give you a few ways to grow with more joy, meaning, and connection within your own life and with the people around you.